Here on 2SER, we've got three programs that encourage you to think. We encourage you to think about sustainability. We encourage you to think about health. And we encourage you to think about your digital futures. Miles Herbert is the host of Think Digital Futures. He joins me. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm good. What have you been working on?
So last week I looked into the world of online justice seeking.
Popular at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. There's, I think even last week and a couple weeks before that, we saw the whole Charlottesville thing happening in the U.S., you know, with these neo-Nazis taking to the streets. And we saw people on the internet determined to out these people and you know, out them as racist. There was a Twitter account called Yes, You're Racist. Did you hear about this?
I did see that, actually. I was following that for a bit.
Yeah, so it basically, you know, these online justice seekers took to the internet and wanted to out these neo-Nazis as racists and, you know, name them, shame them. And I think what's kind of their goal at this point is to get them fired.
Yeah, look, that's been an intriguing one because these people were clearly making no bones about why they were in Charlottesville and what they were doing. What else, you know, where else does online justice take us?
Well, I started with this story about this amazing woman named Layla in Queensland, who I met on Reddit, and her Reddit name is Zombie Gray. She's an absolutely amazing woman, and she solved a missing persons case in the United States. So it was a man
well,
named...
on Reddit?
Yeah, on Reddit. So she basically told me that one day, like we all do, she was watching YouTube, and she was watching true crime, and she was watching these things... And she just became fascinated. So she, took to the internet and found like the most interesting case that she could. And she found this case of a man who was wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt on his way home from a Grateful Dead concert. And he died in a car accident and he was unidentified for like 10 years. And she just used the clues that were publicly available and she posted and she tried to get his name out there and spread as much information as possible until one day someone on Facebook saw this man named Jason Callahan and his mom made a comment on the Facebook page that said, "Oh my gosh, this is my son."
That's absolutely incredible. I hadn't heard about that at all.
Yeah, I know. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, so that's how I got into it. I found this amazing story, right? So then I started doing all this research, and then I got to the neo-Nazis. but before I got to the neo-Nazis, I got to another part of the corner of the internet, which is actually really amazing, and that is about victims of sexual assault. And I actually have a grab for you if you want to play it.
I do indeed.
In the United Kingdom, there's been... you know, a number of years now where the government's been trying to set up and run a large public inquiry into pretty serious allegations of child sexual abuse, including the complicity of politicians in the sexual abuse of children.
Like most public inquiries, it was taking a long time. For 3 or 4 years, the government in the United Kingdom failed to get the investigation up and running.
They were accidentally deleting evidence. The chair people of the commission kept resigning because they had links to men that were under investigation. It was a complete disaster.
So a group of survivors and lawyers set up their own inquiry.
They ran it online. They ran it through Twitter. They used crowdfunding platforms in order to basically get funding for their own inquiry. They released an independent report into child sexual abuse in the UK, and they launched it in Parliament. And they're continuing their investigations to the present day. And it really is only the internet and it's only social media that makes this kind of activity possible. We couldn't have done this in the 90s, even just with, you know, the sort of pre-social media approach to the internet.
Now, who was that you were talking to?
That was Dr. Michael Salver from the University of Western Sydney. He was really fascinating. He's done a ton of research into online justice seeking, and he's worked a lot with victims of sexual assault and long-term victims of child sexual abuse. And basically what he has found is because of the stigma around sexual assault and because of the stigma of these victims, and oftentimes when he's talking to people of long-term child sexual abuse, there's a statute of limitations, they don't come forward. So there's all these things that prevent them from you know, seeking justice through the traditional criminal justice system. So what they do is they turn to the internet.
Because they feel, I guess, disenfranchised.
They feel disenfranchised, absolutely 100%. They feel disenfranchised by the political system and the criminal justice system that we have set up. So they feel disenfranchised, and that's why they seek to the internet. But what I found is there's a whole other group of people on the internet, like we talked about earlier, the neo-Nazis and the members of the alt-right, particularly in the United States at the moment, who are also turning to the internet. And I got another grab for you as well, if you want to play that as well.
We can look at the recent US election and the so-called Pizzagate conspiracy, which was somewhat similar, a group of people reading through Hillary Clinton's hacked emails and sort of divining this secret code in her staff member John Podesta's emails. And they thought they'd uncovered a human trafficking conspiracy. And it resulted actually this year in a man, walking into a Washington pizza restaurant and discharging a weapon because he believed that it was the center of this conspiracy. So that's also online justice seeking, but it's terrible.
I hadn't thought of that as online justice seeking, but of course it is just a very unusual take on it. It's really easy to dismiss those actions as just kind of conspiracy nuts and things like that, but this is something that they feel is not being taken seriously, much like we were just saying. They feel disenfranchised.
Absolutely. And the thing that has really scared me is these are completely new forms of punishment and completely new things that people are looking for, right? So this is a man who, it is vigilante justice, right? Mm. He's taking a gun and he's walking into, and he's saying that this is not, like, the criminal justice system isn't representing me, so I'm going to take it into my own hands. And, you know, there's this phenomenon known as doxing, which we talked about earlier,
yes,
which is, you know, naming and shaming these people. And the goal is to get them to lose their job. And in this economy, that, you know, if you take someone's job away from them, that is completely outside what we consider justice and what we consider punishment for crimes, for misdemeanors. And it's insane. It's completely new.
So where do we stand on this? So are we confident saying that there are too many dark elements to online justice seeking to make it worthwhile? Or do we think that it has done too many good things to throw it out with the bathwater?
Well, I think, like the internet in general, we could talk about every single corner of the internet and have this exact same conversation. Every single corner. And I think, in my opinion, just my opinion, the internet does do too many good things. It connects too many people. It's a really amazing place. And I don't think that we can kind of, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater and say just because we have crazy people doesn't mean, you know, that we should be providing this open democratizing space for, you know, victims of sexual assault to have a voice and to find communities.
It sounds like an absolutely amazing episode of Think Digital Futures. Where can people catch up on the show?
They can catch up on SoundCloud. We have a SoundCloud. We have. You can find us on iTunes, and you can find us on 2SER.com/digitalfutures.
And of course, listen in on the radio on a
Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights. Digital Futures. Tuesday night. Tuesday night. I know this. This is my job, guys. Tuesday night. Find us Tuesday night at 6:30. 6:30.
You're across this.
Yep, I know this. This is what I do.
Miles, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cheers.